I did say that they cost too much. Disabled children.
And what did you go on to say?
Well, the lady asked for me to clarify, and I said they cost the council too much. And then, regrettably, I said, and they should be put down.
Why on earth would you say that? Why would anybody say that?
I was just hot under the collar, I suppose, coming from a council meeting where we'd been talking about budget cuts and staff cuts. And, you know, sometimes people can catch you just on the wrong day.
Is that a good enough excuse for what you said?
It's not a good enough excuse, and I'll forever be apologising for what I said. I just can't apologise enough. It's not something that's in my nature. I always support disabled charities, and no, I'm very sorry.
But this matter was sent before the Independent Standards Committee. Investigation took place, and they insisted you write a letter of apology. What did you say in that letter of apology?
My letter of apology said, "I'm writing to offer my wholehearted apology for the offence these remarks have clearly caused. While I meant no offence by remarks to you, I see in retrospect they were ill-judged and insensitive and should not have been made at all. I hope that you accept this apology for my actions, which I now sincerely regret."
And you thought that was the end of the matter?
I was given to believe from the monitoring officer that would be the end of the matter.
But now you've been asked to resign by the chair of Disability Cornwall. He says you should go.
This is the first I've heard of it, but clearly it's up to the Standards Board to provide any penalty whatsoever, and the penalty they imposed was a letter of apology.
Are you going to resign?
Well, no intention of resigning. I don't think I've done anything wrong. I have apologised. I've met the code of conduct of the Standards Board. I've abided by their direction.
This couldn't have come at a worse time, could it? Because in May you're standing for re-election. This could well damage your re-election chances.
Yes, it clearly could. I've been a councillor for the old North Cornwall Council, for Cornwall County Council, and for now Cornwall Council for the last, I think it's almost 26 years. I think that speaks for itself. I've always worked to the best of my ability for the people of my division.